Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
The words Eastern Province Rugby, good governance and stability have not belonged in the same sentence for many years. We're just a few months into 2024 and the trend appears to be continuing. One of the lead stories in our sports pages this week at the Herald, EP Rugby bosses accused of hostile takeover. We have our senior rugby writer George Byron joining us now. George, unpack this for us. What exactly is going on? Give us the background. Marsdorp Cannon, from there to acting president Malchus, now to acting president Anthony, common ground does not seem to be being reached by anyone.
Yes, good morning, Darren. As you rightly say, this really has become a messy saga. And it promises to be a very acrimonious meeting next Saturday, March the 23rd. Sadly, as you say, EP Rugby has split into several different camps. And it seems at the moment they can't agree about anything. Some disgruntled clubs have labelled acting president Gerald Antoni as a dictator. And of course, he denies this. He say he's just upholding EP's constitution. Now, Ron, there's several bones of contention here, and it's quite a complicated suitcase to unpack this one. More than 21 days have passed since the SARU delegation visited Gqeberha on February the 6th to mediate in this ongoing row of the presidency. Now, disgruntled clubs say that because 21 days have passed since February the 6th, Antoni is no longer legally entitled to remain as the acting president because an election should already have been held. Now, Antoni is sticking to his guns. He's called for an annual meeting and a special general meeting on March the 23rd. But the clubs want the meeting switched to this coming Saturday, and they also want the agenda switched around. They want a special general meeting before the annual meeting. But Antoni is not having anything of this. Now, Darren, as you pointed out in your intro, this all goes back to last year when George Malchus took over after Marsdorp Cannon was suspended for breaching SARU's constitution when he labelled SARU a racist organisation. This, of course, has been well documented. Malchus just stepped in, and this caused an outcry with clubs saying he didn't have a mandate to act as the president. This resulted in SARU coming to visit Francois Davids, came in a bid to settle this thing once and for all. And the upshot of that visit was at an executive meeting states that the executive members turned on Malchus and voted him out, and Antoni was put into power. But this hasn't proved to be a solution, unfortunately, Darren. And it sparked a new wave of unhappiness among the clubs. And some people are calling Antoni a dictator. There's certainly a lot of tension building ahead of the meeting on the 23rd. And it's going to be quite brutal because there are many, many factions fighting for control of the union at the moment. And it seems there's a long list of people who've got a bone to pick with Antoni. Angry Swallows president Zanapan May has called for the special general meeting to be held before the annual meeting. Another club, Motherwell, the general secretary, Lawrence Mitchell, he says he agrees with May and says it's been a hostile takeover of the union. And they're not happy at all. And then adding fuel to the fire, Gqeberha's sub-union general secretary has also written to Antoni. He's asking for the special general meeting to be brought forward to this Saturday and not to be held on the 23rd. And then Progress President Kwesi Bason has made a very valid point, and he's queried whether both meetings will be able to be held on the same day because of time constraints. So, Dan, as you can see, there is a lot of unhappiness swirling around EP at the moment. We've got to look at Antoni's stance here. He insists the annual meeting must be held before the special general meeting and that he's acting within the union's constitution. He denies he's been acting as dictator, and he's given reasons why the annual meeting should be held before the general meeting. He says the legal acting president, he is the legal acting president, and that the 21-day issue that clubs are complaining about has been misunderstood. He says there's nothing illegal. He's merely upholding the EP constitution. In Antoni's view, if you hold the special general meeting before the annual meeting, delegates will be exempted from reporting on what they've done. So in his view, they must first report at the annual meeting, and then the delegates have got legal standing to stand for positions at the special general meeting afterwards. And lastly, on this point, Darren, Antoni says he's informed SA Rugby about what's going on, and they are happy that he remains in control up until March the 23rd.
Now, he was voted in, duly elected. Where did the allegations of him being a dictator stem from?
Darren, they feel that he's hijacked the union and that he's acting without a mandate because his 21-day period has expired. And clubs are also saying they didn't vote for him to be the acting president. This was done within the meeting of the 11 executive members. The clubs weren't involved in that meeting.
Sarru have come down already. Francois Davids, I think Chantal de Pessani accompanied him on the visit to try and sort this mess out with EP Rugby. At what stage do they step in and take over? They're the ultimate custodians of the game after all, George, and their constitution has to allow for some sort of intervention. So aren't they guilty of dereliction of duty to some degree for allowing this mess to go on and on and on?
Darren, that's a very good point. And I think maybe what's happening is they'll sit back and see what happens at the series of meetings planned for the 23rd. I think if these meetings don't go according to plan, then we may see some action from the mother body. But at the moment, they might just be sitting on the sidelines and see how this plays out.
In terms of your understanding, George, do you expect the meeting to be brought forward from the 23rd? It seems to me from just a brief overview that Anthony is correct in sticking to his guns on this particular point.
He's immovable on this. He's already sent out the notice for the meeting. In fact, he sent out three notices, I think, saying the meeting will be on the 23rd. He's not moving on that one.
Are nominations in yet, George? Any news on that?
Darren, at this stage, the nominations haven't been revealed. The only nominations that we know about that are in so far, Antoine has thrown his name into the hat as president, Roger Serfontein as deputy president, and Benjamin Bunce as game development. I asked Anthony if he expected to win, and he says he enjoys widespread support, and that if he wins and he's expecting to win, he says he'll bring the good days back to EP. Now, George Malchus is expected to put his name into the hat as well for president, and he's going to stand on a ticket, apparently, this hasn't been confirmed, with Umbulelo Gidani as his deputy president. So don't rule out a miraculous Malchus comeback after he was toppled in the Palace Revolution when the executive turned on him. There's also expected to be a third party who could make a bid, but they've remained anonymous, and apparently they're canvassing to gauge how much support they've got before they put their name into that. But we should have a full list of nominations by Monday at the latest.
Well, expectations are for an acrimonious election meeting on the 23rd, regardless of who the nominations are. What do you anticipate to come out of that meeting? Will there be resolution, or will there just be someone who's been elected that someone else is unhappy with and the saga continues?
Darren, it pains me to say that it's very possible that next Saturday's annual meeting will not run smoothly, and that the tempers will boil over. And this has been a trend at EP meetings over the last couple of months. I'm expecting a lengthy debate at the start of the meeting about whether the special general meeting for voting should be held before the annual meeting. And there's a strong possibility that the delegates will get bogged down in this debate. And taking time constraints into account, it is possible that neither the AGM or the special general meeting will be concluded. Obviously, this happens to be another blow to the credibility of EP Rugby, which is really going through some troubled times. So I suppose all rugby fans will be hoping that common ground can be found among the warring factions so that EP can concentrate on its core business, which is fostering the sport. And it goes without saying that whoever gets voted in as new president will have a very tough job to get everyone pulling in the same direction. And I think that's the solution, Darren. The new leader, if he gets voted in on the 23rd, he's got to get everyone pulling in the same direction. If he can do that, the problem is solved, and EP Rugby can start moving forward.
Here's hoping. We look forward to what transpires at that election meeting on the 23rd of March or whenever it might happen. And we appreciate you taking time and joining us on Behind the Herald Headlines today. Our senior rugby writer, George Byron. Have a good day.
Thank you, Darren. It's been my pleasure.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.